Maurice. It's Nadine Medina. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Frustrated, if you heard.
What happened?
Well, I'm still struggling to get a Yelp and a Facebook page a week later.
Let me see.
I've gotten leads on an undeveloped Yelp page, and I'm being told by everybody, well, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, and I'm thinking, but I gave you guys the money to do it. Now, I know you guys like cooperation to some degree, but...
Yeah.
I go on these pages and I follow exactly what you guys tell me.
Right.
And I'm, you know, now your Facebook guy says, well, send me your web to your Facebook and I'll get hooked on that. So I think I satisfied him. But as I explained to you in the very beginning, it was my Yelp page that I've already gotten, I wasn't able to pull it up. But
okay.
I've gotten five leads. I got a job yesterday or 2 days ago that I had did. The guy gave me a 5-star rating. It's
oh, wow.
It's on my Yelp account, but it's not on my business account. And all this stuff is clustered a week later.
Okay.
Now, you can understand my frustration because I started talking about Yelp. I started telling you that Yelp was my most extreme important thing because, in my opinion, that's my viable source, and as it's proven to be so, a week later, you can imagine me freaking out, not being able to respond to people.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking at something.
And for the last week, all we did was pay attention to Facebook, and I'm saying, what's all Yelp?
And I understand you being frustrated, right? Because you're like, what's going on? Okay,
well,
so let me explain. When it comes to Yelp, remember, we're not doing Yelp ads. But if we're updating your information, we're going to update it there as well. So that's why I'm going to take a look, okay? So bear with me here.
Uh-huh. I've sent photos and everything. I just want the page to look professional. And, you know, today
okay.
I'm going to call... And I'm going to be on customer service with Yelp. And if I'm on customer service with that Yelp for hours, I'm thinking, well, what am I paying you guys for?
Well, Maurice, remember, our company is Local Splash. Primarily, we called you about listing your business on Google. Yelp
right.
is part of our directory submission. Our whole focus
mm-hmm.
isn't just going to be on your Yelp. It's going to
mm-hmm.
be Google. It's going to be the directory submission of Yelp, Bing, the Facebook ads, do you see where I'm going with? This
mm-hmm.
is primarily because we're a Google channel partner, right?
Okay.
Now, we do help with Yelp because it's part of our directory submission.
Okay.
But if you're wanting, like, for example, you want Yelp ads, you want those enhancements with Yelp, we
mm-hmm.
can help you with that. We do Yelp ads. But
well,
you're looking at... add more investment, and I don't think that's something you need right now, to be quite honest. You know what I mean?
Or it's more as investment, more as in maintaining that page?
No. So what we do is you send us pictures, right? We're
mm-hmm.
going to update them where
okay.
we have you listed, okay? So Yelp is part of our directory submission. There's some businesses that when they sign up with us, they don't even have a Yelp page, right? We create the free listing for them, put content
uh-huh.
on there. But our whole main focus isn't just focused on your Yelp page.
Okay.
It's making sure primarily that you're coming up in the search results on Google because that's where 90% of searches will start and stop.
Okay.
Yelp, we're very limited on who our directory submission is. Because
mm-hmm.
we utilize directories that are going to generate business for you, right? And those
mm-hmm.
directories, like I mentioned, are top five. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, okay, and Apple Maps. Those are the top ones.
Mm-hmm.
Other companies, they put you on like 70 different directories because what they want to do is basically just put you everywhere, and they're putting you on directories that don't even work. Directories people have never heard of. Directories that generate spam calls for you. Okay? So I apologize if you were under the impression, and maybe I wasn't as clear with it, we are not just going to focus only on your Yelp page.
No,
we're a Google channel partner.
I understand that you're working hard. Yeah. I mean, like my Google page, you text that to me the other day, that's under development. Hopefully
yes.
Today I'll see some progression with my Facebook page as I gave your tech what he needed. He said,
uh-huh.
Great, he's going to create another page. But if we can focus on getting something developed with my Yelp page, and help what I have the customer service on Yelp to get it approved, because I don't think it's quite approved yet by Yelp.
Okay, so like you haven't claimed it, you're thinking?
I think I've claimed it, and I need uh-huh. to talk to the assist, the guy today, the tech support guy today, and go further with that. And it's on there, and I've gotten reviews on there, and I get
I see what you're saying.
And I get people that inquire about.
Like you can't find it. Yeah.
I can't pull up those inquiries, and in my opinion, that's penalizing me because you're also judged on your response time. Now, I've had 3 people yesterday respond to me, and I'm getting the emails, and then I click to connect to my free business, and where Help Free Business, hit here to respond, and it's not allowing me to respond. So.
Well, it's weird because on the 17th, you saw your Yelp page. I see your message.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, And my girlfriend goes on my Yelp page, and she read where I couldn't pull it up. She read my, on the Yelp business, she read the review from Brian. She gave me 5 stars, and things are looking positive. But what I need to know is how much of it do I need to do? Do I need to go on customer service, talk to the rep, get him to basically right now my Yelp isn't approved and go further with that? He asked me a few questions yesterday, and I was super busy.
Yeah. What was he asking you, Hunt? I'm looking at something really quick. The Yelp representative.
If I had a business card, and I said, yes, I had a business card, and he said, okay, and right now I was uploading a face picture because it's requiring me to get a face picture on there so people can see who I am. And, and I'm more than willing to help develop it, but at some point, you know, you guys gave a lot of verbiage on a lot of things that I liked.
Yeah, yeah, no. So, okay, now I see what you're talking about. So, yeah, give me 1 second here, okay? Just bear with me because I'm trying to look for something. Okay, so I know specifically, God, it's been so long since I helped my aunt when she did her free listing on Yelp, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on Yelp, okay, hold on. This one's not you. Okay. So on Yelp, they have where it has that check mark that says claimed, right?
Right.
So you do your free listing. You got to go. I don't know what their whole process is, right, to get you, like, I'm trying to find the word. I'm having a brain fart over here. Sorry. And I'm sorry I called you so early, but I saw that you texted early this morning, and so I wanted to get on the call with you right away.
Today is a day where I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whatever I need to do. With, I can take the phone calls or at least call you back in 5 minutes. I'm here home. I'm getting new flooring on Friday, so I'm going to be working inside.
That's nice.
Well, I'm doing flooring in 2 of the kitchens. After 10 years, you probably know what carpet looks like with boys.
Yeah. That's right, because you have the 2 boys, right?
Yes, I have the 2 boys, and I told you I was caretaking for the ex-wife for 3 years, so I'm redoing her room as well as my other kids' room. So
yeah.
I've dedicated the next 3 days on not going to Mesquite and working on my house and working for my kids, getting them functional to transition from 40-year-old kids to 40-year-old adults.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Wow, you got your hands full, huh?
Well, and that's it between this maintaining my relationship in Mesquite and trying to launch my business. Like the other day, I took that call. I went and did the pressure washer.
It was 45 minutes. I got a nice videotape of me doing the work across my equipment so that I could text to Google. I saw that I'm behind on that. Google's requiring me to do some stuff today, which I'm going to do. So I know I have my challenges, but, you know, the one thing that your tech told me yesterday was that, you know, I might have needed a laptop. Now, I went and bought an iPad, but I was...
Oh, because you're doing it from your phone?
I'm doing it from my iPad.
Okay.
I'm trying to do all the stuff. When I talk to you guys, I turn on my iPad so that I can talk to you on the phone and work on my iPad. But even that's not successful because it doesn't seem like that's marrying together, and I'm not sure if I need to go to Apple because I did buy the Apple support to make sure that I'm always mirrored with my iPhone.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, now I had one of my gals who's a really good friend of mine that works here too.
Uh-huh.
I had her look up just to see because, see, we're also associated. So in the way... So how it works is like this, okay? We also have a program that we recently started where, you know how sometimes, I believe you're paying for Yelp, right? For Yelp ads, if I'm not mistaken?
Right now I'm just on free ad. I haven't given them a credit card yet, and I don't know, speaking with you, should I buy their service?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. You have bought their service, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we tried to look up, because we have ability, because now that we're, like, starting to partner up with Yelp and helping with Yelp ads, we have an ability to see if, because we do promos, right? Not to get too complicated on you, but she looked up your account to see if we could help you with Yelp ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she found that you're already a current client of theirs. So here's what's going to have to happen. And I'm going to make it super simple for you. So this way you're not getting frustrated. Because you're on a program with Yelp, Yelp has to fix this issue. Okay? So basically you're considered their client through them. Okay? So you're going to talk to that rep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to let them know, listen, I need to update these photos because, see, because you're part of their program through them, we can't do your updating now. Basically, what we're going to be doing is making sure that your Yelp listing is linked to, like, your Google Business profile. When they see your profile, they're going to see your Yelp logo.
Uh-huh.
They click on it. It's going to take them directly to your Yelp page. But we need you to call customer service, talk to that gentleman, and tell him, listen, my Yelp page is down, and I need these photos up. I need it fixed.
Okay?
They have to do it on their end. We can't touch it because you're part of their program. So tell him, listen, I got photos that I need to update because what you have with them is called, like, enhancements, which is really good. It's really good that you have that with them. I'm going to tell you, Yelp is a really good program too. I'm not going to say it's not. And that's why those leads are coming in and you need to get that fixed with Yelp ASAP because they're opportunities for you. And listen, they're not going to, like, give you a bad rating because you're not responding right now because you're having this issue, and tell them, listen, I'm seeing it come in, but I can't even respond.
Right.
So I need you guys to help me fix this. So I need you to get on the phone with them and have them situate that for you and tell them I have pictures. I need help with uploading them because you're part of their program. We're going to brand the Yelp page, like, we're going to link it for you, but Yelp needs to handle that for you, okay? I'm glad that we talked this morning because, listen, we're here to help you. We're here to help you, Maurice, every step of the way, my dear. Okay.
You know, it just, you know, when I hired you with confidence, thinking it, you know, and I know to some degree there's stuff that I have to do and it will
to
do.
And we talked about that.
Talked about, warned me about that. But it, you know, with all the coals I have in the fire, you know, I haven't had a day like today where I can dedicate and assist you in any way I need to. So if the first thing I do if the first thing I need to do this morning is get a hold of Yelp and deal with that still. But throughout the day, I would hope throughout the next 3 days that we have what is required from me, because next week's a really hellish week for me.
Yeah.
Between church meetings and I have a new client to do some work for Monday and Tuesday.
Good for you. So we need to get everything situated this week is what you're saying. If we're going to require more from you, you would rather that we get it done this week because this is when you have a little bit more free time. It's funny you say you have a lot with church. I have a conference this whole week.
Yeah.
We got back really late last night, but it was amazing.
Then you understand when church calls, you don't say, oh, that doesn't fit my schedule.
Oh, I'm working in the children's ministry tonight. And you know what? It's such a blessing. Such a blessing. So listen, the Facebook page, I know you also mentioned, I'm going to make sure that the photos have been attached to your Facebook page as well. Okay. And then I'm going to let them know that this week is pretty much the week that you need stuff done. It looks like everything's kind of moving in the right direction because I was looking at the account. But I need you to get on the phone with Yelp. Okay, and get on the phone with them so that way that can get taken care of now.
Yeah.
Okay? And then this way the guy can tell you how to upload your pictures on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I like right now, I uploaded it, wanted a profile picture on the Yelp for people who I am.
Yeah.
I uploaded one and they rejected it. So when you called, I was right in the middle of uploading a face picture of me.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Waiting for it to get approved. So my Yelp page is sort of on hold until I do my due diligence with Yelp as well.
Yeah. Okay. So do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do see, I'm glad that they're working on the Google Business Profile. I mean, they're, like, I'm looking at it and I see that they're, like, everything's in, like, it's going in the right direction. So get on the phone with Yelp. Let's get that straightened out first, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to have the team. I'm going to send them the message so this way they're aware and that you're going to be reaching out to Yelp in regards to that. But I'm also reminding them that you sent photos, so you want to make sure, you know, that those photos are uploaded, right, and are part of your profiles on the ones that we're creating for you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right.
Good.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Have a blessed day.
I'm going to try. Thank you very much.
All right.
I will
you hang in there. Okay, Maureen.
And thanks for the early morning phone call. I'm up at 5 o'clock, so it's not
I
really
know,
early.
But, and listen, we typically don't call it this hour, especially on the West Coast, right, because, you know, you got to follow the guidelines. But because you texted so early, and I was like, no, and I'm reading your text, and I'm like, I'm getting on the phone with him now. I'm sure he won't mind.
I don't mind it because, you know, for me, it's nipping it in the bud early so that it would soothe me in the afternoon. That's all.
Yeah. No worries.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You are so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.